Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Look at equity markets overnight. US equity markets relinquished earlier modest gains to close the session lower as the Federal Reserve held interest rates as steady as expected, but hinted that inflation is climbing slowly higher. Dow was down 174 points or 0.7%. Broader S&P also down 0.7%. Energy 0.4%, the only primary sector of 11 to advance. Consumer staples down 2%, paced the declines. NASDAQ shed 0.4%. That was despite Apple climbing a further 4.4% following their strong quarterly result late on Tuesday. Just on the central bank, they expressed a confident economic outlook, saying that activity had expanded at a moderate rate and that inflation was nearing their 2% target. Fed unanimously decided to keep its lending rate in a target range of between 1.5% to 1.75%. Particular attention was paid to their use of the word symmetric to describe their 2% inflation target. Elsewhere, trade talks between the US and China commence today and do so for the next couple of days in Beijing. Just on the US corporate earnings front, Tesla posted first quarter numbers after the closing bell, exceeded analyst forecasts with an adjusted loss of $3.35 a share on sales of $3.4 billion. I think there is a conference call underway there, so we'll see what unfolds. Spotify technology tumbled more than 6% in after-hours trading after the music streaming service missed consensus expectations with their first quarterly results since becoming a public company. Snap Inc. Tumbling 22% as the social media company's poor result continued to reverberate around the market. And also Kraft Heinz rallying over 5% in after-hours trading after topping Wall Street estimates with their first quarter numbers. On the US economic data front, latest ADP payroll report recorded private payrolls growing 204,000 in April, slightly more than expected. That number a precursor to tomorrow night's non-farm payrolls data, of course, with expectations for unemployment to fall 4% in the US. And with a gain of 188,000 workers. Europe's main markets resumed trading after the Labor Day holiday yesterday and came back on the front foot, buoyed by some upbeat corporate updates and with chip makers among the top performers following Apple Inc.'s strong second quarter earnings earlier this week. Germany's DAX gained 1.5%, France's CAC up a more modest 0.2%. London's FTSE was up 0.3%. Major miners ensuring that index locked in its fifth consecutive rise. BHP up 2.8%, Rio up 2.9%, tracking some strong gains on the metals markets. Base metals were stronger, of course. Chinese market participants returning to the fray after a two-day holiday. Copper rallied 1.1% to just over $3.09 a pound. Aluminium up 2.7%, nickel up 2.4%. Nickel was the only laggard, down 0.2%. Part of the reason for the gains was yesterday's China Caixin manufacturing PMI edging up to 51.1 in April from 51 in March, so a bit better than we saw from the official data on Monday of this week. Spot iron ore surged $1.55 or 2.4% to $66.98 a metric tonne, snapping a five-session losing streak. Chinese commodity futures markets resumed trading yesterday after a two-day hiatus and rallied very strongly. News that Chinese inventories of rebar and iron ore continued to decline last week, helping the markets there, and hinting that demand continues to rebound as the spring construction season in China picks up. Gold futures gained $6.50 or 0.5% to $1,313.30 an ounce in electronic trading as the US dollar paired some of its earlier rally. Oil prices higher, traders shrugging off the latest official inventory data that recorded a larger than expected build in US crude stockpiles. WTI jumping 68 cents or 1% to $67.93. Brent gaining 23 cents to $73.35 a barrel. Choppy session for US bond markets, traders digesting the latest monetary policy insights from the Fed. 10-year Treasury yields receding 1.1 basis points to 2.964%. Aussie dollar a little change this morning, traders eyeing a bit of Australian data today, including international trade and building approvals data for March. So the local unit's buying 74.94 US cents. And just note, Japanese equity market is closed today for Constitution Day.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.